think about the worst job you've ever had. Maybe it was fast food or a warehouse shift or mowing lawns in 90 degree heat. And at some point you probably asked yourself, why am I doing this? Well, it turns out that question matters more than you'd think. Is there a greater purpose? Was man made to live a life of ease? Or does work itself teach us something critical about ourselves and about our God? Solomon, considered by many to be the wisest man who ever lived, had this to say in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Even with all of his wealth and power, Solomon saw the value of hard work. He realized that when you die, that's it. There are no more opportunities to get things done. And that seems like good, practical advice. But why bother? If you're just going to die anyway, why work at all? In the New Testament, Jesus taught that we shouldn't worry about things like food or clothes. But while God promises to take care of his people, he does provide specific principles around the topic of work. When God provided the Ten Commandments, his basic laws for life, God points out the need for work. In Exodus 20, verses 9 through 10, we read, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. God gave man the command to rest on the seventh day Sabbath, but in establishing this law, he also points out that the rest of the week is intended for our labors. And those labors are not intended to just be for ourselves and for our families. In Ephesians 4 and verse 28, the Apostle Paul speaks to those in Ephesus, pointing out that our labor is intended not to only benefit ourselves and our families, but to help others as we're able. It provides an opportunity to help others who are in need. When God placed mankind in the garden initially, he didn't provide them a life of ease. Adam's responsibility was to tend and to keep the garden. Adam named the animals. Part of man's existence was intended to be labor, partly because laboring helps keep us on track in our relationship with God. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 10 through 11, the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica, addressing an issue with people who were able but unwilling to work, and thus disrupting the congregation. If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Not being willing to work leaves us with too much time on our hands to do unproductive things. When we don't have the routine and the rhythms of a life with work, we can become disorderly or become busybodies. But why does the work we do matter? Is it just for our satisfaction, so at the end of our lives we can look back and feel a sense of accomplishment? The Bible speaks directly to this question of why the work that we do matters, and it doesn't have anything to do with food or shelter or even being an example to others. It has everything to do with serving God. In Colossians 3, verses 22 to 24, the Apostle Paul writes, "Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ." Now, this statement, written specifically to bondservants, slaves, within a Roman system, challenged them to rethink their work by recognizing who they were ultimately working for. Maybe they couldn't control whether they served a good or a bad master, but the work which they did in humble submission mattered to God. While their master may have only cared about the quota of bricks they met, their witness to God and to his way of life in challenging circumstances was the real product. If Paul could say this to Christians in first century bond service, how much more true is it of us in our work today? We may not control our boss, the politics of the office, or even the challenges of the workplace, but the mindset and the attitude with which we work shows honor and respect to God. We're reminded that no matter what our bosses or our coworkers are doing, we can do our work in a way that brings glory to God, because we serve a greater master, Jesus Christ. Thank you for watching Beyond Today. To learn more about the value of hard work, read the article linked below and like and subscribe to Beyond Today for more truth from the Bible.